Welcome to Burrito Quest week 51. We are relapsing. Relapsing to eating these burritos as soon as we start recording. Go! Bacon? Is there bacon in this? Really? Must be a steak.
This is a Sandia special. It's double steak, potato, green chili, barbecue sauce,
milanesa,
and cheese. It's kind of sweet tasting.
Yeah. I don't know if,
I don't know.
Something going on with the,
I'm not sure if I dig how sweet it is.
Yeah. Remember that one that we thought tasted like sweet and sour chicken? It's reminding me of that one.
This would be really good over rice, you're saying? Well, I haven't gotten to the milanesa yet, so I don't know if it's going to be...
Yeah, I don't know if I have either.
This is unique.
This is what you get when we start from the beginning. Lots of not talking. Because we're too busy.
That's one of the more unique burritos we've had.
It is that. So far, it's okay.
I really think whenever they have barbecue sauce, their chili of choice should be pico and not green chili. Like, green chili and barbecue makes it real sweet.
Yeah.
Pico and barbecue sauce makes it really...
Well, generally, barbecue sauce, with the exception of the pollo loco, has made it kind of sweet.
It's true.
Yeah, that one was actually pretty spicy.
Buddha, we're both pretty sweet, but the steak has done pretty good.
Steak is good, yeah.
I don't know if I want the salsa on it.
I'm not sure I do either.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
I'm going to test it.
Still very sweet.
They're fucking salsa. It makes everything taste like salsa.
Maybe the salsa will mellow out that sweet right there. There we go. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe some corn.
Some corn?
Some cornbread.
So we've dodged a bullet, though, with our burrito quest.
How's that?
Because we were going to have to eat the shrimp fajita burrito for a while there.
No shit.
And it is not on the menu.
I'm happy about that.
I'm pretty pleased about it, too.
Well, I mean, I would eat it, but...
It works.
I don't mind shrimp. It's like an odd place for it. Tacos, that's okay.
Well, I mean, what is a burrito but a taco that you have rolled?
That's really philosophical. Sounds really philosophical. You all right?
Yeah.
It's like it's hot.
No.
Is it burning you?
Nope. I had a little buildup. I did let that.
The salsa helps if you let it blend in a little bit, I gotta say.
Maybe I'm just not in the mood for their salsa.
I'm only using a very little bit. For once, I think I'm only going to use one salsa.
I have some from Andalee's in there. Maybe I should go get it.
That's not the quest, Daniel.
I'm not sure.
It almost tastes like there's sugar in this. I mean, apart from the sugar that's in the barbecue sauce.
Well, do you cook the barbecue sauce on the grill with all the stuff? Do you do that again? And it caramelizes it.
Oh.
The sugar's in it, that's why.
Show what you know.
Yeah. Caramelized.
Yeah. I don't even notice the milanesa.
No, me either. He barely put any on, though. Like, he probably could have doubled up what he put
on. It only kind of tastes like the meat is greasy, but I think that's supposedly the milanesa.
Yeah, that's blending with the steak and making it less dry.
Greasy.
That's okay.
Oh, come on.
He's been talking dirty to that burrito.
Oh, you're a dirty burrito.
I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you right out of this burrito.
You're going to like it. I'm going to eat you out
of this tortilla.
You like that, don't you?
Dirty. Yeah. I'm less horrified than I thought I was going to be.
I'm just kind of disappointed.
Well, I'm not really...
Like, I expect it to be, like, really, 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 really bad.
And that's what you're disappointed about?
And, I was prepared to be, like, one of those burritos. Like, and then Ben was like, it could be really, really, really good. And the way he described it in the Santa Fe Grill, he actually made kind of sense. But this is just kind of meh.
Let me tell you something, though.
I'm all ears.
This burrito gives me hope for our future veggie burritos. Because most of them have potato in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the potato's doing a good job of taking up moisture in this thing.
I'm a little disappointed in this burrito. Because I thought it would be like a lot better than it is. Mostly I'm just mystified. Like, it's kind of a little odd.
I just got a lot of potato and that's not good.
It's spicy.
What would you put in this other than potato?
Pico de gallo.
Well, I don't mind the potato. I just mean I got a whole mouthful of it right there. So, yeah, pico would be good.
It's pretty spicy, I think. I'm getting some tingle.
Do you think that...
Well, you put one whole cup of salsa in half of your burrito, or less.
What do you mean? I don't know, the salsa is very spicy.
I'm not getting that much spice. No. No.
Okay, whatever.
It tastes like a certain kind of meat. This has a very distinct flavor, and it reminds me of something. I just can't think of what the heck it is. Some kind of pig.
Hmm. Some kind of pig? I mean, like...
Like ribs or something.
Pig?
Like barbecue pork ribs?
Some, yeah, it might be.
That's probably it, dude. Or barbecue beef, like shredded.
Yeah. I wonder if the potato's really necessary in this, actually. I don't know what you were saying about potato earlier. I wasn't paying attention.
It's taking up some of the moisture. And I'm hopeful for the ones that we have that are veggies and potato.
But imagine this is just like beef, and barbecue, and cheese, and green chili, and this milanesa just...
Yeah, the flavor might actually be better.
The potatoes is kind of like in the way. It's like bad wingman.
Right. Like, yeah, I'd really like it if you leveled those scoopfuls out when you threw them on the grill instead of taking a big pile of them and pouring them on there.
We need to stop tipping him. Is what it is. What
potatoes are filler, dude. You throw that shit in heavy and then you can go light on everything else.
Right. Hmm. I think he also throws everything in heavy, though, because he likes this.
Well, yeah.
Salsa, bro!
I'm liking what the barbecue sauce does with the green chili still. Tang to it.
Yeah, I don't like that much. The milanesa, I don't even know. It's not even in there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's way overpowered by everything, or there's just... You guys said there wasn't much, so...
Yeah, it was like a little thin little trail of milanesa. Like, he probably could have doubled, tripled that up, and it would have been...
Noticeable?
Hefty.
Hefty.
So I'm going to say, I'm still a little mystified by this burrito.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty middle of the road.
But after every bite, I kind of forget what it tasted like until I bite it again.
Every time you bite, it's different. Oh, it's a rainbow in my mouth!
It's like a gobstopper.
Why don't they have a burrito called the gobstopper?
That's the all-American.
I used to have one called the burrito hole.
The burrito hole.
So, I'm not as uninspired as I was by the one I can't remember that was really fucking bland. Was that last week's?
Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was just awful.
This one had a little bit more flavor than that, but...
I should have prepared for that by not eating anything the whole day.
And you would have loved it. You know, it also would have worked if you had given us four salsas each.
Right. And like some pepper.
Fuck, that was gross.
Yeah, that was... You got sick after that?
I didn't throw up this time. I threw up after the gobbler, not this one, but I was sick after this one.
You guys are always like getting sick and talking about your stomachs after these burritos.
Who?
I mean,
we're talking about the impending sickness. It never actually happens.
Oh, okay.
Except it happened to him after the gobbler. I think that was something else, dude.
It must have been.
I don't think it was the rock.
I felt like shit the next day, even.
What else did you eat that? You had dinner right before that thing.
But I did the same thing.
Like an hour and a
remember?
Half.
Remember?
On the rock?
On the gobbler.
Well, yeah, you ate two in a row.
Right.
And you took a massive dump like an hour from... Yeah, you went to the bathroom for a while later.
I mean, what do you mean by a while?
Daniel
like an hour, maybe?
Daniel remembers this in vivid detail.
Probably takes notes. Ben's not here. It's been about five minutes.
To bathroom. 8:32.
It's probably because I was Twittering from the bathroom.
Time when you come back. You're Twittering. Oh! It's on Twitter. Ah!
Poop coming.
It's like a brick!
Oh, man! That was so big.
LOL.
See, that's the thing is, I can barely remember what this tastes like.
P.O.P.
I can remember what the gobbler tasted like. In, like, vivid detail, technicolor.
This one, the potato in this reminded me of the rock, dude.
Well, they both have potato in them.
I know, but, like, that made this, you know, maybe I'm scarred by the rock. Every time I taste potato now, it's giving me flashbacks.
Awful.
So, yeah, this one was okay. It wasn't super bland, but I'd put it right up there with whatever we had before the rock. Or
no,
before the before the rock.
I just had really high hopes. Like, I thought this would be like a landmark burrito if the ingredients are working together properly. Instead, it's just kind of...
Meh.
Yeah, that's a good word. Meh. So, What is next week since we don't have a shrimp burrito?
We're going to rate this shit.
Okay.
I'm going to rate it.
Don't get angry.
Grocery store brand cola.
Like RC Cola?
No, grocery store. Like Albertsons or like, what the hell is the one that
A they plus.
Is what Sam's doing. Choice?
Dr. Thunder. I'll rate this Dr. Thunder.
But those can be pretty good.
Well, yeah, but it's mostly because it's carbonated and sweet. It's not because they taste like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah, well, they don't. No.
I mean, this had meat and some green chili in it, but it was no Kid Dynamite.
That was such a good burrito.
The Kid Dynamite?
Yeah.
It was the best of us.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm going back on some of the others, too, and they're pretty good. Atomic Belt Buster. Breakfast Bomber.
Yeah.
We got that, man. That was actually spicy.
I probably had like 3 or 4 aardvarks since we had them for the quest, too.
You keep going back to the one that we hated the most
in the beginning. I know what we're doing.
Well, no, that would be All American.
That's been the bad burrito place we've gotten from that bootleg guy that was scamming us.
Yeah.
We're trying to get scammed the criminal. Huh? Yeah, that's right. I'll rate this burrito, I don't know. I'll rate this burrito the Buddha. Like,
oh, horrible?
Like, not the burrito. Not the burrito the Buddha, but like actually the Buddha himself.
What's disappointing about the Buddha?
I don't really know a lot about the Buddha. So, I don't really understand.
You're not excited and you're not disappointed.
The Buddha's, I mean, hypothetically, I think it would be really interesting.
Okay.
The Buddha.
Okay. But you haven't experienced the Buddha. Like, you have this burrito.
Yeah, but what if, okay, say the Buddha comes in this door right now and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? And then he goes and gets some pozole and leaves.
That wouldn't be the
Buddha.
That wouldn't be the Buddha.
Because he doesn't eat beef, does he?
He'd come in, he'd be all...
Pork?
Yeah, good.
Can you eat pork if you're Hindu?
No.
Sure, why not?
Is it Buddha Hindu?
Well, which Buddha?
What the fuck are you talking about? You're mixing up all these religions.
I mean, the Buddha, like the first
So
Buddha.
What you're saying is, hey, this is like an uninspiring religion to me.
Well, I mean, when you put it
that
way...
That I honestly
way,
really
wouldn't be Hindu, too?
Know nothing about, really.
Yeah, I really don't know a lot about it, and it seems like it might be interesting. I don't know. If I met some Buddhists, I'd be like, whatever.
Okay, Isaac, you want to rate
it? Yeah. Look at that look on his face.
He's still confused by
I
this.
I feel version. Like a douchebag.
Is that your rating?
Ben, the douchebag. No. I'm going to rate this the last Terminator movie. Because I came in with high hopes.
Or high hunger, anyway.
Or, it was just a big, fat letdown.
That movie was like a turd.
I've got that on Netflix right now. I'm watching it.
Awful. Yes, because it's a turd.
Well, I'm going to watch it.
Why?
Maybe I'll take a dump afterwards. I'll be like, that movie made me have to take a shit.
I predict that regardless, you will have to take a dump.
After I see that movie.
You should do it during the movie.
And record.
Like, just walk away.
I did that during Spider-Man 3.
I bet that was better than the movie.
Actually, I didn't go take a dump. I just went in to fold some laundry, but I just left the room. Didn't even bother pausing it. I was like, I don't need to pause this. Maybe I'll do that during Terminator. Okay.
You made a Terminator, that's right.
So let's see what's going on. We got some kind of burrito. So what were you talking about? The shrimp? It's not even on here, so we're good.
Scott's Choice is another dreadful
Scott's
one.
Scott's Choice. See, that one has potato and veggies, so I'm intrigued. But it also has two sausage.
Two sausage. And
hating it.
Yeah, Scott's kind of a dick.
Yeah, that might not be good. We might have a second gobbler coming. Second coming of the gobbler.
More rambler than gobbler, really.
Right. All right. So thanks for joining us for... Yeah, whatever, Ben. Thanks for joining us for Burrito Quest. We'll be back next week with more, probably, maybe, disgusting burritos. Adios.